Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the Players Platform Show. And we had a great morning so far. The interviews are posted to the site. I encourage you to go see them. Dakota Conwell, former Arizona linebacker turned West Liberty quarterback. Very intriguing interview. Talked just about the determination that he brought to the table. And he always wanted to play quarterback, even though he was at a big-time program like Arizona. In his heart, he wanted to not only prove to others, but to himself that he could play quarterback. Went to West Liberty, started from day one. So pretty good stuff from him. But now we're going to the ACC, and we're going to be joined with the standout offensive tackle, Mr. Durability, if you will, and it's going to be Casey Blazer from the ACC. And he's preparing himself, again, for this upcoming NFL draft. It's amazing to think that we're this deep into it. You know, right around bowl season, you can kind of feel it coming, or at least I know it's coming. It's a very busy time for myself and what we got to go through. But it happens so quick. Those bowl games end, and the next thing you know, you're down in Mobile, Alabama. We're in St. Pete's for the All-Star Games, the Shrine Game, and the Senior Bowl. And then it's just boom. And luckily, there's a little bit of a break in February. Usually the Combine takes place next week, but they've bumped that back to the first week of March. So that'll be a little change of pace. And you feel like you got a week off compared to other weeks, knowing that you don't have to go to Indianapolis and go to the Combine. Hopefully the weather is a little bit better. And I'm not scared of the cold. Everybody that knows me knows that the cold's not going to scare me off by any stretch of the imagination. But if there's one thing that can give me a – it just is downright nasty some of the years down in Indianapolis. Beautiful city, top shelf place, people fantastic. But, again, sometimes it just gets cold down there, especially when you got to walk all around and about. If any reason that Casey can't call in, I know he's in the middle of the workout, so these guys try to break up times, and they're not going to sacrifice training time to come on the show, which I don't blame him. But if he's unable to call within the first 5 minutes, we usually schedule another show. That way we can get more of them and less of me, and we can really kind of dig into what these kids bring to the table. And, you know, we do pass this off to scouts. Scouts like listening, and the last thing they want to do is hear me rambling on for the first 6 to 7 minutes of the show and kind of bring the guys on late. So we just like to give them a fair shake, and, you know, this is their Players Platform Show, and like I said, we want them to be able to have the fullest amount of time to, you know, share what they do, have us be able to, you know, get the questions that we want to ask, and that way, you know, we just get a good interview for you out there listening, you know, because you are listening to the Casey Blazer Players Platform Show. But with that said, Case, we appreciate your calling today. How's the day treating you?
Oh, pretty good. I can't complain. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're great, man. No complaints here. We're just telling the listeners out there, it's hard to believe that, bowl games are over and the national championships come and gone. And now you guys are doing combine prep. You're training every day. It's probably a crazy time for you as well. But what's it like been since, you know, your last game at Duke? I mean, talk about how you've been, you know, preparing to get to this next level.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been a while since the last game. But at this point, it's all about looking forward. Obviously after a long season, you know, losing some weight, so being able to gain the weight back, you know, and then gain the strength back and do what we need to do through training and, you know, proper diet to be ready for pro day.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, I know your father played at Newberry, so you have that, you know, you probably got some size from him, I would assume, and obviously some of that skill set he helped you develop. But growing up from a young kid, was football always your first sport and your favorite?
Honestly, growing up, my dad's like, he just wanted me to play sports. He didn't care what it was. And football just happened to be the one I fell in love with and decided to keep playing.
Nice. Always been on the line? Or for the most part, since probably middle school or, you know, high school?
Yes, sir.
Nice. So you definitely have the skill set down. So, Casey, I mean, kind of talk us through it. So you're in high school. You're starting to get some recruiting offers. What other schools were looking at you? Maybe other possible positions on maybe the defense or offensive line as well. And how'd you end up as a Blue Devil?
Yes, sir. I also had offers from ECU. Ball State and Marshall. And, you know, everyone was looking at me for offensive line. And when it came down to Duke, you know, just Coach Cutt having this vision that he had for the program, and obviously, you know, Duke being, you know, a loser for most of their history, but him having this vision and just buying into it and committing to the program and doing what we need to do.
Definitely, and you guys have. I mean, he's done a great job. The program has turned around, and, you know, for the amount of time I've been doing this, you know, it was a rarity. I remember the name escapes me. It was the first time we had a guy from Duke on the show, and we're like, you know, there was the big story. Wow, he's not a basketball guy. It's a football guy, you know, just going to get drafted, and, you know, it was kind of mind-boggling. But now, you know, it's par for course that, you know, Duke is able to put quality guys in the position to get drafted and become, you know, productive NFL guys. For you, and you know as well as anybody, you're playing in a big-time conference in the ACC for a big-time program. When does the reality set in, Casey, that the NFL could be at the end of your journey? You know as well as anybody, it's probably in everybody's heart to get there. But when does it kind of sink in that this is a realistic shot for you?
Honestly, in my opinion, I'd say senior year, because obviously you don't want to look too far ahead. You want to focus on, like, your season, make sure you have a successful season as a player, as a team. But I'd say, like, once you get to that senior year, you go through the junior day with the scouts that come in. So it seems where, like, it starts, you know, come from the back of your mind to your front of your mind, something you start to focus on more.
Definitely. And then, lo and behold, senior years rolled around, and now you're doing what you're doing. For you, I mean, when you look back, I mean, any regrets? I mean, and not in terms of where you went to school or anything, but, I mean, any heartbreaking losses or anything that you play? I mean, is there anything that haunts you? You know, that I shouldn't say haunt you, that you can't, you know, focus. But, I mean, what are some of the things that you kind of look back and wish you could have back and change?
I could think of a few things. Obviously, this last year, not making a bowl game after going four straight years, especially being my senior year, was a big letdown. And then a couple seasons ago when we lost to Miami on that, the punt return, whatever you want to call it, that was – with the suspended refs, that was definitely a tough one to handle. And those are probably the two things that really stick out.
And, you know, and I actually remember that, Maya. I forget where I was when I've seen the highlights. I think I want to say I was at a pit game, doing a pit game, and, you know, they had the monitor, you know, and you could kind of see, and like, wow, that was a crazy play. Once again, Casey Blazer, the standout Duke offensive tackle, Mr. Stability, the anchor of that offensive line. And if you look back at his career, they're going to really miss seeing this kid line up every day, because he's just the model of consistency and durability for the Duke Blue Devils. If you miss any of this show with Casey, though, you can always check it out at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll also be featuring this interview and his draft bio at collegetopro.com. For you, I mean, if you're in the film room, you're breaking down – the scouts are breaking down some tape of you. What do you think they're going to like about what you bring to the position? I mean, what are those traits, the techniques that makes you stand out? Well, they're going to give you another look and say, hey, we want this kid.
Kind of like what you just said, actually. I feel like, you know, very consistent. I didn't miss any games during my starting career. And I feel like, you know, obviously you have your good plays and your bad plays. You can't win them all even though you like to. But I feel like overall, like, very consistent.
Now, does anything go unnoticed? And I just present this question to you guys because, you know, sometimes film doesn't reveal your leadership qualities. And we're going to get into this later in the show because I know I was looking at your weight room number, so I know you get after it there. But besides weight room, I mean, film study, leadership qualities, maybe the offense you ran. Like we had a guy on the show, I think last week, he says, we never got the pull. He was a lineman. He goes, I never got the pull. He goes, I just want scouts to know I can pull. So with that said, does anything come to mind that scouts need to know about?
Definitely, I would say since I'm being more looked at center and guard, I feel like I'm a good athlete as an offensive lineman and having the versatility. And, you know, since I did play tackle the whole time, but not long enough, big enough for tackle in the NFL, you know, being able to do that, because we got, like, last year, a couple years ago, Lucas Patrick, who I think played every position on offensive line. It's in his tape that he played multiple positions, and that's something I know personally I didn't get to show.
Definitely, and your versatility, you being able to kind of, you know, showcase those skills. And, you know, as well, I mean, the NFL, I mean, you know, guys, especially on that line, are going down, and they need guys to fill in. And, And, you know, lo and behold, you know, like Doug Legursky, I mean, I cover the Steelers, so I've seen that line go many, many, many guys within a week or two. And, you know, they're patching it up with Mike Munchak. And, you know, this guy was a guard, now he's tackle. This guy was a bench guy, practice squad, now he's a starting tackle. And it's just a matter of keeping that line moving. It's a very important process. Combine prep, are you still at school? Kind of how you kind of taking on working up towards your pro day and private workouts, that, you know, all the things that are coming up in the future?
Yes, sir. Yeah, doing most of my work at school right now. I've also done some work at Velocity and Scarlett, you know, looking to get a little bit more work there because I also like what they're doing. And, you know, just going back and forth and making sure I'm prepared for everything I need to be ready for.
Nice. When is pro day for you, Casey?
March 22nd.
March 22nd. Are you glad it's the 22nd, or do you wish it was next week or right where, or, I mean, you know, sometimes guys who just want to ready, they're ready to go right now. They just want to go get it. Sometimes you're like, you know what? I can use some extra work. I mean, what's your mindset there?
Honestly, the day doesn't, if it's earlier or later that day, doesn't bother me. I just feel like it's kind of like, you know, if you look at from a test, from a class standpoint, that's when your test is. Just make sure you're ready on that day.
That's a great answer. It's a great answer. Once again, Casey Blazer with a great answer. Figure he goes to Duke, so you know he's got some smarts up there. So they're not going to bring in any yo-yos. And definitely you got your skills down there, man. That was a great answer to that question. Do you get comparisons? Is anybody at the next level? And I'm curious this, for just because you played so much tackle, but they, you know, they see you some at another position at the next level. I mean, comparisons or anybody that you kind of say, hey, I might be able to be compared to this guy? And we're not saying, hey, I'm better than this guy at the next level, but just comparison.
Comparisons, I'm not really sure, because, like, obviously since I was playing tackle, like, if I would watch guys in the league, it'd be like people like Bobby Massey or Trent Williams, just because, like, they're pretty athletic, very good offensive tackles. But when it comes to center guard, I've also watched, like, the Pouncey brothers. I feel like they're pretty good. I don't feel like I compare to them because I haven't watched them enough, and since I've never really played center guard in a game. But, like, those, I feel like those would be two good guys, like, model my game after, trying to become something like that.
Definitely, yeah, yeah. I can say that's kind of – that's why it's a little strange of a question, because, you know, you're kind of changing positions moving forward. But like I said, I don't think that's gonna bother you or hamper you from what you need to do. Brian Anderson, your agent, I mean, what did he bring to the table where you know he would be the right guy for you?
I just felt like there's trust with him. Also, being a former offensive line, I feel like that helps, a little bit of a connection there. And, you know, since he kind of went through the whole offensive line, he kind of knows, like, what's needed, what's not needed, how he needs to help me, like, what I need to do. And I just felt like it was going to be a good match.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the one thing, Casey, that I love about Brian is he, you know, he has a scout's eye, you know, and I think it's almost a game within himself. Is, you know, he wants to say, hey, I, you know, Casey can play because, you know, he thinks you can play. He's not worrying about a Blesto report or a national report and what kind of grade you have next to your name. You know, he had his own idea when he saw you play, and all his guys, that's the one, you know. When you work with a lot of agents, you kind of know who's out there grinding and looking for guys, and you know who the guys are just kind of looking off a list and saying, hey, I want number 7, and you know, because he says he's the best, but they don't really know what the kid does. But a little background on him. I can't believe we're almost out of time. But before we let you go today, we always like to throw some off-the-wall stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Let's go.
All right. Saturday rolls around. It's game day. Is there any superstitions that Casey Blazer goes through, or he just kind of suit up and go?
I don't know about superstitions, but I like to try to do some of a routine, you know, just so, like, timing-wise, when it comes to getting for a game, like, I'm not rushing myself or forgetting something.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll tell you what, man, you're calculated, man. Like I said, I mean I can't. You tell you what, you got it upstairs. I'm telling you, that's going to work out well for you, knowing that it's going to be a good IQ for you. Female celebrities.
Who teaches
you
a few things?
I'm sure, man. Why is you? You're a higher level than I am. female celebrities, Casey. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to?
That's a tough one, but I feel like I've always had a crush on Eva Mendez when I was younger.
Nice. You know, she's one of the ladies that doesn't get enough credit on the show. You know, I hear a lot of names because we do a lot of shows, but you'd think, you think we would get her name a little bit more than we do. I don't know why, but anyways, fabulous guess. That's a franchise pick. I think that's fair to say. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts themes on the shoes, the cleats that you guys wear. If you could have any theme or paint job on the cleats that you wear, what would you want on those?
Definitely some O-line theme. I'm not sure, though. That's a tough one. I've never thought about that since, you know, O-linemen don't really get the whole flashy thing, special gloves or cleats. That's a tough one.
Well, hey, man. Hey, man, we appreciate you topping by and joining us here on the C2P. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
All right, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Problem at all. Once again, that is the standout offensive lineman from Duke, Casey Blazer, here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.